Welcome back. It is 6:38. Let us now take a look at some interesting information from around the United States. What's going on in your part of the world and maybe where you've got some family? A survey just came out of what states in our union are they the worst at? What are the things that they are ashamed of? Wisconsin,
sort of like your obesity and alcoholism. Right?
Well, binge drinking was Wisconsin's thing.
Mm-hmm. I saw this yesterday. This is neat. They printed a map, and the map has written onto each state whatever it is that state is worst at or whatever.
Now, here we go. Washington State has the most cases of bestiality in the nation.
Really?
Utah has the highest rate of online porn subscriptions.
Those.
See, we really are all the same. You think they're the Mormons? No.
Louisiana leads the country in the rates of gonorrhea, or if you're going to write about it, Gone with the Winderia. Ohio is the nerdiest state based on a study of library visits per capita, or could be the smartest. South Carolina has the most mobile homes in the United States.
The mobile home capital of the world.
Massachusetts has the worst drivers. I bet
in Boston, the drivers in Boston are pretty bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Maine is the dumbest state based on the average SAT scores. North Dakota was voted the state with the ugliest residents. And, of course, Wisconsin, we were voted biggest binge drinkers. So congratulations to us. We got that going for us, Gunga Galunga. Another interesting little tidbit is, according to a similar study, Americans are now eating how much more cheese than we did 40 years ago?
I don't know, 20%.
40%
more cheese. I bet you it's high-end cheeses,
It's not 40. It's 40 years ago. We are eating 3 times more cheese. 300% more cheese.
I bet it's high-end cheeses, though, right? People are eating more fancy cheeses and things like that.
It says in 1970, the average American ate 8 pounds of cheese in a year. By 2010, that was up to 23 pounds of cheese. That means an average of 1 ounce of cheese every single day.
But back then, at least around here, it was all the same. It was cheddar, Colby, maybe Brick, and maybe Swiss once in a while. That was it.
That's all the
cheese. Nobody knew what brie was. Nobody knew what Camembert was. Nobody ate any of that stuff.
Nobody knows what was?
Camembert, isn't that how you pronounce it? I don't know.
Camembert?
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not French.
No! No, I'm not going to do any more voices because you don't like the way you say that you can't. By the way, though, I got an email.
Yeah.
Said they like my accents and they think that there is a distinct difference between my Japanese guy and my Italian guy.
Oh, that's great.
The trajectories of other foods are not quite as interesting. We eat more yogurt and chicken than we used to, less ice cream, less whole milk and beef, and believe it or not, we eat a lot more green veggies. We also eat way more salad, cooking oils, and added fats than we used to many, many years ago.
So, more added fats than when we cooked with lard?
More added fats when
Crisco oil was one of the great sellers of all time.
Well, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with frying chicken and Crisco. I've got several recipes. I prefer peanut oil, personally, but that's just me. By the way, I Skies gave us the pork chops to try. I fried them. I seared them in peanut oil, threw some onions into the pan, then finished them off in the broiler. And then made gravy out of the drippings. Oh, God. That was so good. I digress.
Gravy.
I personally believe gravy should be upgraded to a beverage. No? We went to the Big Taste thing.
Yeah.
And they had something where they were pouring like a gravy over something else. And they had it in a juice pitcher. You know how you go to a restaurant and they bring you juice or water in a big pitcher? That's how they were serving their gravy. I'm like, you know what you're
They don't
doing.
Call it gravy, though, do they?
What?
Top chefs don't say gravy. They call it something else.
It's a lovely mushroom reduction Cabernet
there
sauce.
There you go.
No, it's gravy. It's gravy, man. You can call it anything you want. It's gravy, and there better be a lot of it. Top interesting facts. Here's the last bit. Did you know that from September 15th to October 15th is Hispanic Heritage Month.
I did, because Major League Baseball is celebrating it.
Oh, that's right. Well, isn't the NFL doing the same thing? Did they have it?
I think they are too.
Where we come out and go, hey, it's a football. Isn't that the way they say it? No? Well, there's some very interesting, not only are our various sports franchises celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, we too here on the show.
Oh, boy.
What? We're celebrating National Hispanic Heritage Month. There's nothing. Why would you be? I'm just trying to reach out to the other cultures that listen to our program. Mm-hmm. Some things that you may not know about Hispanic Month, okay. National Hispanic Heritage Month. This is the one time of year where Eric Estrada's phone actually rings regularly. It's awesome. You actually press 1 to hear more about it in Spanish this month. It's a great time for schools to increase awareness by having kids bring homemade chimichangas into classrooms, which is awesome. Love me a chimichanga. It is also known in Oakland as Neck Tattoo Day. It's very, very nice. What? Do you have a neck tattoo?
No, and not every Hispanic person has one.
We did the Harley thing a few weeks ago, and I said, all right, who here's got a neck tattoo? Mostly the women raise their hands.
I'm reading online. You watch The Voice? Do you watch The Voice?
No.
I'm reading online that CeeLo Green, one of the judges on The Voice, apparently has a scalp tattoo now.
A scalp tattoo?
He has a tattoo on his head.
Why?
I don't know.
Of what, hair?
I don't know. I don't know what it looks like. I haven't seen it yet, but people are complaining about it. They want to take a Brillo pad to it and rub it off if they could.
You know, the only other type of tattoo I would think I might get another one.
Mike Tyson face tattoo?
No, is the glow-in-the-dark ones. Have you seen those?
No.
You can't see them unless you're in a black light environment. Then they glow.
And why would you want one of those? Are you in a black light environment a lot?
No.
Okay. Because you know where you find those most of the
Raves.
Time. Raves, strip clubs, all of the places you don't want to be. Yeah,
I forgot about strip clubs. Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that. Continuing on with things you need to know about Hispanic Heritage Month, Paul Rodriguez is currently sharing many fascinating facts about Hispanic Heritage Month with his fellow baristas at the North Hollywood Starbucks. And last but not least, it's the only Heritage Month willing to do the work that other Heritage Months refuse to do. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Mike. What day is it, Mike?
We did it. It's Wednesday. Enough. And you too.
Ronnie.
Feedback at 8. The Jerry Bader Show at 9. On WSAU.